Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, just like the three women in the White Lotus, most of my girls' trips have been disastrous and dramatic too. That's according to Chrissy Russell, feature writer with the Irish Independent. Chrissy, when did the cracks start to show?
Right from the get-go, but I'm laughing. I don't think they're quite as dramatic as they'd make maybe the plot of a TV show, but dramatic just in that kind of a, oh Jesus, why did I spend my money on this kind of way.
How often would you holiday with friends, Chrissy?
Oh, well, of late, not so much. It's become much more family. But funny, I was looking through old diaries recently, and the first kind of group trip was back in 2000. And I was laughing reading the entry to that and how Julia and I have had a massive bust up. And it turned out my friend Julia, I'd forgotten about this, but she had been mad keen to keep going off and trying to have these cultural experiences. And she kept getting lost. And I was more kind of just like, let's chill by the beach, let's chill by the bar. So I had no sympathy for her whenever she kept getting lost. And then obviously we had a massive temper tantrum, and then the rest of the group didn't want to take sides, so they'd siphoned themselves off. And I thought, okay, so that was the first time, but I didn't learn my lesson, obviously, because there were many, many more years that followed.
Yeah. Do you know what? It is hard, though, isn't it, to get the right combination of friends for a girls' trip?
I don't know that there is the right combination. This is my thing. I think that all group trips are flawed because nobody's ever on the same holiday. You're always going to want slightly different things, and then somebody's going to have to compromise. But because it's your holiday, you don't want to compromise. Or whenever you've got a group of people, there's always going to need to be somebody who like takes control and is the organizer. And I remember another trip we were on in Seville. I remember thinking a friend was going to batter the rest of us with the city map because she... This is what I mean. It's always like silly little things, but there's so many of them. But she had become the navigator because she was good at it.
Yeah.
But she was very much kind of, no, this is my holiday. I don't want to be mummy. Why am I in charge of this? So threw the head up, and like then we all got lost, and then everyone was raging. You just thought, oh, like this isn't a holiday. It's not worth it.
Do you know what? It's funny listening to you. I holiday with friends all of the time, an awful lot actually.
Okay.
And it has taken me, Chrissy, I can tell you, until about... It's only in the last three or four years, that I found the right combination of people. So I have two groups that I holiday with. You know, there's one maybe group of four, and then there's another maybe group of just three of us that go. And they're different groups. But I finally found...
What's the formula? Just tell me.
Yeah, I find... But it's the personalities. Like, you just have to get the right mix of people. So what I've now finally done is the groups where I had those similar situations to you, they don't happen anymore. I don't go on those trips. I just need to find the right people, the right amount of, you know, the leader in the group who isn't me. I'm quite happy to be the sheep, you know, and just follow along. But all with very similar interests, enjoy the same kind of thing, there for the food, there for the drinks, you know, and that's it. But you need to find people who all want to do the same thing.
I think, though, the key thing probably is, certainly I've found again in latter years, is having your own accommodation. Because when I look back, I think where our biggest problems were whenever we had like villas and things like that. And nobody was ever quite sorted whenever it came to cooking, cleaning, kitties.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. That's disaster zone, Chrissy, straight away.
Yes.
No, absolutely not. No, Sarah Jane Tobin, the editor at DMG Media, is with us too. When you're looking into rosters and rotas and cleaning and organising, Sarah Jane, this is a disaster zone.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's not like a holiday at all. Unlike the both of you, I actually have started going on a lot of solo holidays in the last couple of years, which has given me a whole new perspective on things. Like I started doing it because work. I was kind of, you know, doing reviews for hotels and stuff like that. And I started to realise that, like Chrissy said, staying on your own in a hotel room is absolutely a gift. That's when the holiday kind of starts and you don't have to be making a fuss, making room for another person. But I do remember years ago hearing a story about like sharing accommodation and stuff like that. And I just thought this was so bad. A girl I know, it was probably about 10 years ago now, a girl I know went on holidays with a couple of her cousins and was sharing a room with one of the cousins who she was very close to. She bought a special dress for a night out, and the cousin saw nothing wrong with going into her suitcase, taking the dress and wearing it. And there was absolute murder. And then that was kind of the thing that came to my head the first time I stayed in my own hotel room. I was like, my stuff is mine. I can, you know, sleep in if I want to. Who cares if I'm snoring? That kind of thing. But 100%, it totally depends on the crew you're going with. Like, there's, I have one friend who I have holidayed with maybe every 2 years since I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And me and her, we just gel. We are both very easygoing. You know, I'm easily led. She's easily led.
And I'm happy to be easily led. I'm so happy for someone to say we're going here, there, and there. Super.
You know, there's been many times where she basically rings me and she's like, I've booked a flight. You know, you can Revolut me, or you can pay me the money back before Revolut. You can pay me the money back whenever. And I've done the same for her. And, you know, I mean, our most recent trip was France 2 years ago, where we went to visit another friend of ours. And it was amazing because we're all very much of an age now where, you know, there was no kind of disagreements about whether we were going out on the lash all night or whatever. We took a little old Citroën de CV, like a little 1960s car, and we did a Thelma Louise across Carcassonne. It was a totally different, you know, we got a little bit of the culture in, we got a little bit of the wine in, and we had a few bars, a few late nights in the bars, but it was just such a nice kind of bonding experience. And we're going away in June this year as well.
Brilliant.
So, you know.
Yeah, we were talking about solo trips, or I think it was mentioned actually in the show last week. I've never done one, but I do see more and more people doing them. But I actually think it's that a lot of places are now catering for people, you know, who are perhaps doing a solo trip as well. Jenny McIntaggart, freelance journalist, is with us here too, Sarah Jane. Do you think, Jenny, are the expectations harder in friendships as we all get older?
Absolutely. I mean, we still have the same values that brought us together in our 20s. But I think when you're in your 30s, everybody has kind of gone down different paths. They're leading very different lives.
Do you holiday with friends frequently?
No, we plan holidays, but they tend to just not happen. Because, like I said, everybody's on a different page. So you have like the single friends and their idea of fun has changed. And you'll have the parents who want to get back to the hotel early to bring home and say goodnight to the kids. So everybody's on a different page, I think.
Yeah. So Chrissy, will you continue with the girls' trips, or will you just leave well enough alone?
The thing is, I actually did hit on a good one there recently, and it was because we kept it really short and sweet. Everyone had their own hotel room. The person who wanted to be in charge of organising was in charge. There was an agreed itinerary. Everything was kind of signed off in advance, and so it went brilliantly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's just the risk's too great. I think I'd sooner go away on one of my own. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Sarah Jane, where do you typically find, or where would you recommend for people maybe thinking about the solo trip?
I have done some wellness trips. Now, I'm quite into health and fitness and stuff like that. So I did one recently in March. I was over in a place called Pine Cliffs in the Algarve. And it's not like you're on your own, because there are activities during the day. There's a spa there. You can sit out by the pool if you want. And there's classes. I love doing a bit of yoga, all that kind of thing. So there was stuff to do. And, you know, saying you're solo tripping doesn't mean that you're on your own. Like, you do meet other people who are doing the very same thing as you. And the reality of it is, as well, sometimes that's all you need. You just need someone to keep you company in the bar for a couple of hours, and they just want to do the same thing. I think, like, as Jenny was saying there, you know, people do have different lives and different expectations. And I think different financial backgrounds and stuff like that, different can afford different holidays and stuff like that by the time they get to their 30s. So, you know, while you still love your friends and it's still the same reason for being friends there in lots of respects, when you're living different lives and feeling different pressures, you know, you are going to drift apart a little bit, and it's nice to not have that expectation.
Sarah Jane Tobin, editor at DMG Media, Chrissy Russell, a feature writer with the Irish Independent, and Jenny McIntaggart as well, freelance journalist. Thanks a million for sharing your stories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.